Midweek Drive with Alex Lefchuk and Sarah Bullimore on Siren 107.3 FM.
Do you know, Sarah, we've had to wait 6.5, probably 8 weeks till we could play that one again. Where have you been?
Oh, I'm sorry, Alex. It's the Cultural Olympiad, you know, once it started.
It's just like a marathon, isn't it? It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. You just move from one thing to the other. You're straight into
so
Tung
many
Fu.
Projects.
Last week, of course, we featured Chris Redmond on the Midweek Drive morning edition with Tung Fu Magic. And it was magic, wasn't it, Jodie Orton?
It certainly was. Even got a bit of Tung Fu magic myself going.
Everybody was Tung Fu speaking. It's wonderful stuff, though. Also in the studio, we have the Furmans, the welcome return of Francesca and Leslie from our sister station, of course, Southside Broadcasting. How are you, ladies?
Very well, thank you, Alex. On this lovely bright day.
Yes, very well. We've had a great day.
Excellent. That's a great day because they've been looking at hounds. Hounds with James Barclay. Amazing. The sort of amazing thing that I can expect a song being written about by an amazingly talented singer-songwriter who's been praised not only by Zane Lowe, Australian, of course, often heard on BBC Radio 1, but also Alex Lester, often heard in the wee small hours of BBC Radio 2. We're talking Lawrence Traverso. Are you there, Lawrence?
Hello there. Yeah, I'm here.
Splendid. Very good indeed. Now, last week I decided that we'd feature me, myself. No, sorry, me not you. Oh, let me get this whole sorted out. But anyway, we threw this out to the assembled audience of the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. I think it's fair to say, Jodie, it was thumbs up all round, wasn't it?
It certainly was. It was a great song, and I really hope we're going to get to play it again today.
I think the likelihood is it will be coming through in a matter of moments from that point of view. But Lawrence, talk to us a little bit about this girl, because obviously we support a number of wonderful singer-songwriters as far as Siren and Southside are actually concerned. There's Tallulah Randall, Amy Rush, Sophia Tolvik, a whole heap of fine folk. From your own perspective, we've heard you described as being a Neil Finn type for the 21st century, so it's not too crowded in that house. But talk to us about your kind of inspirations and what's led you into this wonderful minstrel-like career.
Yeah, well, it's a big compliment, the Neil Finn thing. I've been a fan of Crowded House for years, really, so that's a fantastic thing to hear. Yeah, I don't know why we do it, really. You'd think you'd know better, judging how the industry is at the minute. But
I say that every time I start off one of these shows. Why? Why? Why do we do it? You know, we don't know better. We don't have somewhere else to actually do it. It's true. We do it because it's the craft of the whole thing, Lawrence. That's the key thing. Sarah, questions you'd like to put to Lawrence initially before we actually hear the delights of me, not you.
Hello, Lawrence. My question's in two parts. How long have you been kind of writing songs? Did you start when you were a child, for example? And who inspires you?
Yes, I've been writing songs since I was knee-high, really. Mainly, it's catharsis, isn't it? It makes you feel better. When you're a child, I think I had something going on like that, which sounds quite strange, really. But yes, it made me feel better, and it still does. I seem to write my best songs when I'm at low points rather than high, but I think you find that with
a lot of artists do that.
I try to do it tongue-in-cheek these days, so it's not quite as dark as it may be. So this Me Not You track's about a breakup, but it's that breakup speech put to music. So
at least you didn't use the line, "You're just like a brother," because, you know, that would have been a nice one if you'd slipped that in as well. Like, whoa, where are we going here?
There were quite a few cliches in there, but not that one.
Yeah, exactly. It's me, not you. That's the key thing. Lawrence, stay tuned with us. Stay online. We're coming back to you immediately after Touch of Magic. Sarah Bullimore, co-director of Cultural Solutions in Lincoln and Beyond. What did you make of Me Not You?
I thought it was excellent, Alex.
Excellent from Sarah Bullimore. Jodie Orton, Me Not You, second time you've heard it, of course.
Oh, I absolutely loved it second time around. I thought it was fab.
Second time, getting better on that point of view. First time, I think, for yourself, Francesca Furman. What's the voice of the youth of Teesside say of that?
It's really good. I liked it.
This is good. And Leslie, this could be a cruncher.
He's got four yeses, Alex. It's a good one. It's right.
Four.
Loved
put
it.
That 5-year, 5-star rating, Lawrence. Fantastic stuff there. One of the team actually said there was a smidgen of Robbie Williams in there. I couldn't see it myself or even hear it, but what the hey? You know, I don't know. Are you Robbie Williams influenced with Neil Finn? I don't know. It's a different thought. He's gone very quiet now, you can tell.
I haven't had Robbie Williams comparison for a while now.
Exactly. Do you support Port Vale? Unlikely. You know, it's just a different perspective entirely. Sarah, questions for Lawrence.
My other question that I had was, who inspires you, Lawrence?
I loved listening to Crowded House when I was growing up. I quite like the Johnny Cash thing. I love Ray LaMontagne. I'm a big fan of singer-songwritery type stuff. Production-wise, I love all music, really. It's a big cop-out to say that, but I do listen to everything when I'm travelling. I mean, there's an awful lot of travelling that goes with this, and sometimes I find myself listening to classical, and sometimes I'll listen to Jay-Z or something. It really is quite eclectic. So inspiration comes wherever I find it.
Yeah, brilliant. That's great.
You're currently conquering the southwest of the country, and I think doing stuff with your colleagues, down at BBC in Devon, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, they've been, Radio Devon have playlisted the single as well. Mm-hmm. I think, actually, we might be up to about 60 stations countrywide. Which is brilliant. I mean, I couldn't imagine this. I'm keeping my fingers crossed because the official release date is next Monday. So we just wait to see how this all works out. I mean, I think there's an awful lot of more promotional touring and running around and saying hello to people. And I'm hoping to get up and play some shows, you know, up near you guys as well, which would be brilliant.
I'm just going to say, I mean, what about the listeners in Lincoln and Teesside from that point of view? I mean, the sort of the East Coast listeners who, you know, we need our musical geniuses to come and visit us.
Well, it's about finding the venue. It's not actually down to me, the booking of the promo tour. There's an awful lot of stuff that is down to me. But if there are some recommended venues that we could contact and come up and play, I think we'd be there in a shot.
I think we could sort that out. Jodie, are you going to get on the case for that?
I certainly will. I have one in mind already. I'll have to get in contact with our contacts.
Precisely, exactly. It's all sorted through on that basis. Leslie, any other questions you want to throw to? Do you prefer Lawrence or do you prefer just the name Traverso? Because it might be like the artist formerly known as. He might be having a prince. I don't know.
I'm not having any problems with that quite yet.
Hi there, Lawrence. But was there ever anything else that you wanted to do other than being a singer-songwriter, I wonder?
When it came to it, I flipped a coin when it was to study law or music. When I was 18, I had the choice to go to uni and study music or go to uni and study law, and I chose music, and I have no regrets. I have some of my friends that probably have more secure existences, but I don't think they've seen the world quite the way I have, so I have no regrets with the choice.
Well, if you keep doing stuff as good as me, not you, I think the rest of us are going to be very glad that you chose music as well, Lawrence.
Oh, that's very lovely. Thank you very much.
Of course, the actual lyric in that title, as the listener might have been already confused, I mean, as Leslie said, keep doing stuff as good as me, not you. It's because, no, it's you, not me. No, me, not you. It's very good. Did you deliberately put in some ambiguity into that title, Lawrence? Was it deliberate to sort of say, well, this is going to give them lots of fun for those BBC Radio 2 type links?
Well, it does. It's
linktastic, isn't it, a little bit?
Okay, mate. Yeah, it is a bit that way, wasn't it? I think we've been suffering that one, certainly Radio Devon the other week, and a couple of other radio stations have given me a bit of grief about the me, not you bit. I think there is ambiguity in there, but I think it is just telling the story that I've certainly had it said to me on a couple of occasions where somebody's broke the message to me. So it certainly wasn't all about me, it was all about them, and it's certainly not my fault, so I thought I'd put it all to music.
Well, I have to say that from the very first moment, a couple of weeks ago when we got the email from Mel Harris, who said, "Hi there, my name is Mel Harris. We represent an artist called Traverso. Would you be kind enough to play one of his latest records?" I said, "We'll play a rap. We'll actually feature him live on air." And okay. Indeed, it's essential to work through that. Francesca, any questions from yourself?
Hi, Lawrence. I was wondering, when you're writing a song, do you have to be in, like, a certain mood, or can you just sit down and write any time?
It helps to be able to... I think some of the better ones are written when you're a bit down or a bit up or in a certain mode, but for this album, I sat down for 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, and made a real concerted effort to write 20, 30 songs and choose the best 12 from it, so it was really sort of... intense writing session where I just didn't come out from the studio until we'd got the songs that we thought were the right for this record. So a bit of both, really. You can sit down and reference those moments when you're really sad or you've had those experiences, but also if you're in that mood and you pick up a guitar or sit down at a piano, then it does come a lot easier.
Traverso.co.uk is the website which opens up into all manner of magical things with respect to that. It just bursts upon the whole setup. Alternatively, you can actually go to frontline-records.com and pick up various other details from there. Presumably, you can also download the record of from Bank Holiday Monday, as you said, released on Bank Holiday Monday for the world in many ways. Brilliant. Jody, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, continuing on from Francesca's question, I just wanted to ask you, I know you said that you do a lot of writing when you're particularly down or perhaps, you know, you're on more of a high, but I've actually started writing recently myself, mainly poems, and I found that when I'm a bit down, then, you know, the inspiration is there. But, I mean, do you find that you write more when you're a bit fed up and you're a bit like, oh, what's happening in my life? Or, you know, are you starting to write with those? Because Me Not You is a very happy song, or even though the lyrics are...
Happy song is heart's breaking. I mean, that's a key thing.
Yeah, but it's a cheerful song. It's kind of like there's hope there. And it's true. You know, it's great.
There's always hope. It's a little place sad for despair.
It's fun to juxtapose, like, sad lyrics against happy music. I find that's a nice way to... sometimes people don't even notice. This one's quite obvious in the fact of the lyrics and the fact that I'm saying I'm not in love with you. I think it's probably
several times. I think the message is there. It's come across, you know.
I think on the last album there was a track called Dance With Me that nobody got, and Dance With Me was a way of saying, would we try again? And it was very sort of, it felt quite country. We recorded that over in America, and it ended up sounding very country, and people loved it, but they never really got the real meaning. And this time on the album, I've written a very sad, melancholic sounding song, which is in fact very happy lyrics. So it didn't answer any of your question there at all. I just wanted to get it off my chest. As far as that, yes, you're 100% right. It is a lot easier to write when you're a little melancholic. Or when you've got one feeling, whether it's one way or another, I think it's a lot easier to put words on a page. I don't think it normally takes very long. Normally, it's all waiting to pop out of your head in a matter of, 10 or 20 minutes. It can normally, and if it hasn't come by then, normally I put it aside and forget all about it.
So. Indeed, so it's just a case of the muses flow in all sorts of ways, and we get to lyric lounges and various other bits of music. We're going to find it. In fact, Sarah, would you like to share with Lawrence one of the great things that's already happening in Lincoln this week? We mentioned at the start the Lyric Lounge Festival. It could almost be Lawrence's Lyric Lounge. You know, that could be a title of an album, couldn't it, really?
Sounds great.
Anyway, why is the Lyric Lounge Festival such a key thing on the 27th of August, this very Saturday, which would have been attended by Jodie had she not been actually whisked away to do some camping? Camping! I ask you, Lawrence. You know, she's going camping with her friend Fenn, with Jodie, with the Furmans. It's just unbelievable. But still, rather than go to the Lyric Lounge Festival, you can tell Lawrence is so shocked. He's just going to reply to that.
I've gone into complete silence.
Exactly. So, what's happening with this event that you're organising, Sarah?
The Lyric Lounge Festival is one of the Cultural Olympiad festivals, and it's basically been travelling around the East Midlands for 4 years, and it's Lincolnshire's turn this year to host some. We have 3 festivals happening. One took place already at the end of July in Stamford, which was absolutely fantastic, and we've got the second one coming up this bank holiday weekend on Saturday at the Drilla Hall. It's basically a group of young people in each area have been working with a performance artist and a facilitator to, over a kind of 6-week period, to create their own work ready to show in the evening alongside some international artists. So it's a fantastic opportunity to kind of support local talent as well and encourage young people to write and perform on stage. And then in the daytime it's free as well, so anyone can kind of come along, and each one kind of has a bit of a musical taste to it, really, and we have musical elements. So
I was particularly interested, Sarah, in the Café Bar Charity Shop DJ. Now,
this,
curiously enough, is not a place where you go to the charity shop and find ancient people wearing their headphones, sort of still looking to actually put their faders up and actually get it right. No, it's a charity shop DJ who actually brings along a selection of old vinyl records.
It's going to be very exciting. He's going to be in the Café Bar, and it's free for anyone to come along. But what you can do, and he really encourages, if anyone's around,
if they want to bring their favourite pieces of music along, and it doesn't matter if they're on vinyl, if they're on CD, if they're on, you know, their iPod, MP3, whatever format you've got, he can sort that. Come along and he'll play them, and you can talk a bit about why it's your favourite piece of music.
It's a pity it wasn't a couple of days later.
It's a jamming session,
really. If it was a couple of days later, they could have brought along a copy of Me Not You.
Yeah,
and actually, so work through that. Spread the word, you know, so that even in Lawrence's absence, the magical music would still be there.
So it's
kind of that virtual appearance. Lawrence, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic debut here with us on the Midweek Drive?
It's been very lovely for you to have had me and to play the single. Thank you very, very much. It's been fascinating. I certainly like the idea of the Lyric Lounge. That sounds like a very cool thing.
Well, the next crucial question is, can we look upon your good self to actually join us again in the not-too-distant future, possibly with a selection of your other pieces of music, and keep the traverso.co.uk Lawrence Traverso magic at least echoing across the globe via Siren 107.3 FM?
That would be lovely. I'd be lovely to come back, and hopefully I can even get a little bit closer if we can think about somewhere to come up and put a show on. Maybe myself, or maybe myself and the band could come up. And, yeah.
Well, then we'd set Jodie on the case for that, you see. So sort of through. It's marvellous stuff there. Distant Sun okay with you with Crowded House?
Brilliant.